CKUW, where people share the music they love. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Find our program schedule in every issue of Stylus magazine.
Hello and what's loud. Welcome to another episode of Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. I want to say thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. And yes, this is a live show. Just me in the studio today. It is December 25th, 2025. Hello to all of you out there listening to CKUW on this magical Christmas day. I hope you're all doing fantastic. Yes, it is indeed Christmas Day, and that meant that I had, you know, played replays of my old programs for, I don't know, something like 2 months. And, I mean, it's a work thing. But, you know, today is Christmas, I have the day off, and I really wanted to bring a special show to the airwaves today. So, what I've done, as you may know, as you regular listeners may know, that this is a show that's all about video game music history, especially old stuff, you know, stuff from the 80s and 90s. And today I have a fine smorgasbord of holiday-themed, mostly Christmas-themed music. And we're going to go through it all today. And you know, I'm thinking, what video game music does overlaps here? And you know what? There's cool more than you would think. But I want to kind of introduce you to a game called Days Before Christmas. And I think to start us off with this show, this hour, we're going to hear the main theme from that game. So this is Days Before Christmas, Days spelled D-A-Z-E. And this is a track called Days Before Christmas off of that game for the Sega Genesis. And you're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Was a track called Days Before Christmas off of a game by the same name, Days Before Christmas, Days spelled D-A-Z-E, and it was released in 1994 in Australia only. It was published by Sunsoft, which is another company that we've played many times here on the show. But it was developed by a Norwegian company called Funcom, this game, Days Before Christmas. And it is a platforming game where players control Santa and, you know, take him through a series of levels as he recoups his lost presents. You see, an evil mouse went to the North Pole the day before Christmas, and Christmas Eve, technically, I guess, and stole the gifts. And Santa needs to rectify that before he can deliver them. Now, this game is pretty interesting. Again, I mentioned it only released in Australia. One of only three games on the Mega Drive or the Sega Genesis that was only released in Australia, the other two being Echo Jr. and Fatal Fury 2. This game is famously pretty easy. It's meant for really young kids, but it introduces some quite unique sort of lore into the Christmas canon, if you will. For example, Santa's, you take control of Santa, obviously, in this game, and his life is tracked by a series of hats along the top, and it makes you think, boy, does his power come from his hat? Is he, once he takes a certain number of hits, he dies? He has multiple lives. Santa has multiple lives. Santa can die. But more interesting than that, one of the game's main features is that Santa can turn into, he has an ability to turn into his, yes, evil twin, Anti-Claus. So Anti-Claus is coming to town here, and he drinks a cup of tea to turn him into Anti-Claus. And what happens to Santa? Well, he becomes blue-suited. He gets, like, devil-looking horns. The main screen of this game has Anti-Santa as the main sort of picture, and it's very confusing as to what's going on here in this game. But during his Anti-Claus mode, Santa is invincible, but he is unable to collect those crucial presents that he needs. So, wild game. It was also ported to the SNES. It was originally developed by only one person, and the composers here, this is a Norwegian company, so here are some Norwegian names I'm going to mispronounce for you. But the two composers on this soundtrack are Kim M. Jensen and Geir Tjelta. Last name is spelled T-J-E-L-T-A. Not sure how to pronounce that one, but I've gotten more tracks from this game, and it really is great music that I really wanted to bring to the airwaves. So let's get back into that, and we'll take another game after this. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was a series of tracks from a game called Days Before Christmas. The first track there, A Bad Character, followed by Santa's House, and then finally we have Unknown Track. Now, that is definitely a known track, the one we just heard. That is, of course, Jingle Bell Rock, but it's labeled unknown, I think, because it never actually appeared anywhere in the game. So a lot of this happens quite often, where composers will write songs on games, it'll get put into the code, and then never used. Now, I don't know why. There's probably a very many reasons why, but these were songs that were on the code, that are in the game, just never featured any on any stages or anything like that. So, unknown track there, but pretty clearly Jingle Bell Rock. Now, moving on from Days of Christmas, I have a question for you, all of my listeners, and that question is the age-old question that comes up at least once a year. The question is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Now, I know you've already answered this question in your head, everybody, or out loud, everybody has an answer to this. Now, I'll tell you mine. I used to think, no, it's not a Christmas movie. This used to be my take. Because my argument was, first of all, like, you don't think of Christmas. You think of him crawling through the vent and other things like that. Whatever his name is. But Bruce Willis' character. And also the movie released in July. Like, it originally went to the air in July. Like, it came out in July. So I'm like, how could this be a Christmas movie? Well, I had never seen the movie. So now I've gone and seen it a couple years ago. And let me tell you, this is 100% a Christmas movie. The entire reason for the movie happening is Christmas. Like, Holly is at the Nakatomi Plaza. Why? Because it's a Christmas party. Why is John McTiernan? Oh, this guy's name. Why is he? John McClane. Oh, John McClane. There you go. Why is John McClane in California? Oh, it's Christmas. He's not in New York because it's Christmas. So, like, the whole movie hinges on this. But look, here's where I'm going with this one. If you answered yes to Die Hard being a Christmas movie, that means Die Hard, the video game for the NES, is a Christmas video game. And therefore, all the music on Die Hard for the NES is de facto Christmas music. So let's dive right into that Christmas music on Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. It is 4:30 on Christmas Day, December 25th, 2025, in case you didn't know the date. And it's pretty nice outside. I don't know if you've been outside. It's actually a beautiful day today. It's quite warm for what it has been. It was actually kind of raining, some freezing rain, which is nasty stuff to drive in, but boy, it is pretty warm out there. So let me tell you about those tracks we just heard. They were by Kenji Yoshida, at least as far as I can tell. They are from the Die Hard soundtrack. All those tracks were by Kenji Yoshida, as I said, except for the last one, which was by Ludwig van Beethoven and sort of arranged by Kenji Yoshida there. The tracks in order were Title, Stage 1 Garden, Stage 6 Construction, Stage 8 Water Room, and then finally Ending that we just heard. So there was actually a series of games released under the Die Hard moniker, a couple of different ones. The one that we played there was for the NES. It was released in 1991, done by Activision. Now, I do say that Kenji Yoshida is the composer here, but really I only can confirm that he was the one responsible for the TurboGrafx-16 version. He is credited on these tracks, so maybe these are arrangements, or maybe he had a hand in working on this NES game, but I don't totally know, but he's the only name I have attached to these tracks that I can give you. So we're going to move on from Die Hard now on to another Christmas movie. Yes, this is, we're keeping with the holiday theme. It's how we cross the threshold of having enough Christmas music on the video game music show, is we have to reach sometimes. We are going to get back into more dedicated Christmas music coming up soon. And this movie that we're going to go into is the Home Alone 2 Lost in New York soundtrack, released for the Sega Genesis way back in, you know, the 90s, I think 1994. We have on this album, or I should say on this soundtrack, a couple of great tracks, some that really do stand out and some that seem a little bit more Christmassy than others. I'm sure you will agree as we dive into these last ones here, we have three tracks from this game called Central Park, New York by Night, and then Ending Staff Roll. So we're going to get into those right here on Square Wave on CKW. CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. A truly beautiful song there by Paul Gadbois and David Delia. They were the composers of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York, released for the Sega Genesis way back in the 90s. And of course, as that is a Christmas movie, all of these songs are de facto Christmas songs. So if anyone is asking you what is going on your radio, what are you listening to, you look them straight in the eye. You tell them it is the Square Wave's Christmas special. That's right. And you enjoy the finer things. In this case, Sega Genesis Christmas carols. So there you go. Thank you for joining me. And thank you for always listening to community radio. It's so important to keep community radio alive here in Winnipeg and all over, but especially in Winnipeg because that's where I live. And just, you know, as you're listening to this on your Christmas day, remember to give generously at the upcoming fun drive in February. You know, that's sort of our Christmas. That's when we need the presents under the tree here at CKUW. So remember to do that coming up in a couple of months. But for now, I want to continue to play more of amazing, just fascinating stuff. Video game music that somehow falls under the umbrella of Christmas. We've already played Days Before Christmas. We also played tracks from Die Hard. And most recently, what we just heard again was the Home Alone 2 Lost in New York soundtrack for the Genesis. So there is another game that I've brought on today that I want to play for you. If you had a decent computer in the mid-90s, you may have been lucky enough to get some shareware versions or maybe even some real releases of a game called Jazz Jackrabbit. And Jazz Jackrabbit was created by Cliffy B, Cliff Bleszinski, who would go on to have a major hand in creating games like Gears of War. And but he really got his start and established himself as sort of a name in the video game industry with his character Jazz Jackrabbit, which is sort of an anthropomorphic rabbit. He was the first one to ever create an anthropomorphic rabbit, I think. Never been done before the mid-90s. It was crazy then, and it's crazy now. And you know what? They had a holiday release in 1994 and 1995. There was two shareware releases of the game that came with special holiday-themed levels and holiday-themed music for Jazz Jackrabbit. Yes. So we're going to dive into some of that right now here on Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM as we round out your 4 o'clock hour. That was Holidayus, Bloxonius, and Candion. The names of those tracks, anyways, they were from the game Jazz Jackrabbit Holiday Hair. They came out in across two shareware releases in 1994 and 1995, and those songs were composed by Robert Allen. There is one more song I'm going to play for you coming up in a moment. It's called White Hair, and that one is also from the same game, but it was composed by Alexander Brandon, so I broke it out into its own little segment here to end. But what I want to do now is I want to quickly just wish all of you happy holidays and a Merry Christmas, even to my dog, who is a bad dog and bites people and isn't even like properly house trained, and she's 10 and she's deaf. So, you know, it's hard to love her on like even her good days. But on a day like today, I want to wish her a very Merry Christmas. And everyone, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas too. Unless your name appears in the Epstein files, in which case, no Merry Christmas. You suck. And that means Peter Nygaard, whose name appears in the Epstein files, no Merry Christmas for you, rotten prison. Okay, with that said, let's move on to White Hair by Alexander Brandon off the Jazz Jackrabbit soundtrack. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.